It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. What a gift that it is, that God, we can come, we can call upon your name. Father, you even tell us to pray without ceasing. God, may there never be a thing that we do in life that we don't bring it with prayer. And Lord, I pray today, would you open our hearts, open our lives. Oh, dear Father, how you want your children to be filled with the Spirit and filled with knowledge and filled with happiness and filled with joy. And Father, I'm glad we can. Even in a time of sickness, even in a time of death, even in a time of situations, when we look to the Lord and know that He's in charge of it, oh, there's joy in our heart. There's a satisfaction. But God, we know that there's no joy, Father, in forgetting God. Today I pray, would you tender our hearts, touch each saint. God, touch each heart. Draw your people to you. Father, would you be pleased to keep your hand upon this little ministry? Not only this one, but every man of God that's been faithful. Every one of these little radio stations. God, would you keep the signal strong? Let the gospel go out. The gospel that Jesus Christ died, Jesus Christ rose, that He lives evermore, and He's coming again. What a Savior, and what a blessed truth that we have today. Lord, would you get glory now? In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is to be with you another day for the Lord. If you would, let's go right back to God's precious Word. Folks, have you noticed how precious this Bible is, how accurate that it is? The book of Romans, for instance, starts off with the gospel. God wants to give us everything. And then he looks at the world, and this world has become vain in its imagination. It professes to be wise, and it's changed the glory of God and said, we don't want him. And God just says, okay, does God give up? No. This crowd, for instance, the gospel is for whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. But if you don't want God, he'll just give up on you. And that's what's happening in the world. In fact, when you look at Romans 1, verse 24, excuse me, down to verse number 31, what we see is in these last days, we are in the last days, the final days of the church. You know what's on God's calendar next? The coming of the Lord, the rapture. And the church is going to, you that are saved and born again, God's taking us out of here. And then you know what's going to happen? Hey, things is going to change. In the book of Romans or Revelation, after God takes the church out, the body of Christ, the born-again believer, you Christians that just believe the truth and believe in the Lord and stand for God, God's going to take us home, out of this world. And what happens? What's the next thing that God's going to do? There's going to be some judgment. And it starts. Well, look at verse number 32. This crowd that's kicked God out, they don't want him. In fact, have you ever seen so much sex and sin and drinking and lying and murdering and I mean, just name it any way you want it. We've been filled, this world's filling up with all of it. See, in other words, when you leave God out of your life, the devil will fill you up with any trash. In the kitchen at the parsonage, I've got a trash can. And when something isn't worth, I mean, napkin or anything you're throwing away, trash, I mean, garbage, what do? You throw it in the trash can. Do you know what the devil's doing to mankind today? He's taking the trash of this world and dumping it in your mind and in your life and trying to tell you, boy, ain't that good? Don't that taste good? I want to tell you something. I never dig in that trash can for dinner. No. Praise God, I want the goodness of the Lord. You know what God said? That you as a child of God be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And what will the Holy Spirit do in your life? Why, Jesus said, it's not expedient that I go away. I'm going back to the Father. But I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to guide you in all truth. He's going to lead you. He's going to teach you. He's going to fill you. Hallelujah. May we be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. May we be filled with knowledge. God said in verse number 31 that this crowd that's been going to the garbage dump, they're without understanding. They're without natural affection. They don't even understand what they feel or what they don't feel. Oh, my soul. Can I say this to you? The greatest happiness in the world. A husband and a wife. You know, I raised in the country years ago. The problem growing up, a little old boy, he was trying to chase a little old girl, getting her to look at him. What a crazy world we're in today. Well, I finally got an old gal to look at me down in Florida, and I lived with her 54 years of happiness. God gave us children. God gave us a home. God gave us a life. Folks, happiness is God's gift in our life. And what do we have today? Oh, my soul. It's a crazy world. Now look at verse number 32. Who knowing the judgment of God, you may be without natural affection, you may be without understanding, you may be implacable, you may be unmerciful, you may be living around and think you're the smartest person in the world and you're brain dead, but there's one thing you know. The judgment of God is just ahead. That they which commit such things. Now, what things is God speaking of here? Well, verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, and he lists 22 things of unrighteousness and wickedness. And judgment is coming for they which commit such things. And what does it mean to commit them? Hey, you commit to do it. You want to do it. You surrender to do it. You determine to do it. Without God, God is not going to bless your filthiness. God is not going to bless your unrighteousness. Hey, you can get drunk as a dog. Are you happy? Well, I was raised in a drunkard's home, believe me. I've seen the good times on Friday nights and Saturday. Yes. And I've seen the hangovers on Sunday and Monday. I've heard the cuss fights and I've seen the misery and, oh, believe me, all that goes on with it. But they which commit such things and think they're having a good time, what does God say? They are worthy of death. If dope kills you, you're worthy of it. You committed to take it. The drinking, you committed to drinking. Hey, the sex life that you've chosen and you wind up with the age and every kind of a disease, you committed it. You deserve that. Oh, my soul, can I say to you, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ by simple faith and give that life to the Lord, He gives you happiness. May I say, I've never deserved what God's blessing me with, but I'm sure glad that He's doing it anyway. He said, not only they do the same, in other words, those that know the judgment of God, and they which commit such things are worthy of death. In other words, they know they're going to die. You talk to an old drunk and he's, yeah, I'll tell you, this stuff's killing me. Here's somebody on dope, but they know they're dying. But they can't even turn loose of it. Every act of sin, every ungodliness, a man can roll the dice and lose everything that he's got. He knows it's a dangerous thing, and he can't keep from rolling the dice. Man, how smart humanity has become. But not only do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. Look at this. What are we clapping hands about? What are we rejoicing about? Here's a drunken party and everybody's wants to be there. Hey, everything that's every displeasure, everything, I want a part of that. Never have I seen so much stuff that comes through the mail. Believe me, I go get the mail anymore. I've got one stack of personal mail that I get for Open Bible Hour. I mean for the radio. I mean for Bible lessons, for the Bible college. I keep that up. And then there's personal letter for bills for Jerry Honeycutt. And then there's another stack. And then there's the governmental stack. And then, did you know something? About 75% of it winds up in a trash can. And if you take herbs, Lord have mercy. I want to say this to you. Some of the mail that comes in, the filth, that you just take it and throw it in the garbage. What is it? I mean, not enjoying the world or getting excited about it. I get excited about the things of the Lord. He's the only thing that's worth being excited about. Give that heart to the Lord. Live for God. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roane Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.